with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. House Speaker Mike Johnson unveiling his proposal to avoid a partial government shutdown next weekend by extending government funding for some agencies and programs until January 19th and continuing funding for others until February 2nd. Here's correspondent Ken Lorman.
The approach is unusual for a stopgap spending bill. Generally, lawmakers extend funding until a certain date for all programs. Speaker Johnson decided to go with the combination approach, addressing concerns from GOP lawmakers who want to avoid being presented with a massive spending bill just before the holidays, as has often occurred in the past.
That bill excludes funding requested by President Biden for Israel, Ukraine, and the U.S. border with Mexico. Heavy combat earlier today as Israeli troops and Hamas gunmen battled outside Gaza's largest hospital. Also at SRNnews.com, Americans around the nation today all paying tribute to those who serve.
To this day, wherever the forces of darkness have sought to extinguish the light of liberty, American troops are there.
In remarks at the National Veterans Day observance at Arlington National Cemetery, President Biden says America has many obligations, especially to veterans.
We only have one truly sacred obligation: to prepare those we send into harm's way and to care for them and their families when they return home.
Authorities in Houston say it's a horrendous traffic accident in the downtown area. Police say one vehicle ran a red light early this morning while driving at a high rate of speed, plowed into another. Six people are dead, one injured, one of the victims, a former NFL player. This is SRN News. A new poll asking voters just how important is abortion.
According to the Public Religion Research Institute, 50% of Democrats say they will not consider voting for a candidate if he isn't in favor of abortion. Republicans and independents don't feel so strongly. Only 38 and 35% of them, respectively, say they would not cast a ballot for a candidate if he doesn't agree with them on that issue. Nearly half of evangelical Christians and nearly half of non-religious people also say that abortion is a litmus test for them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Now, here's an interesting side note about the World Series champions, Texas Rangers. They are the only team in Major League Baseball that does not host a gay pride night at the park. Team officials say our commitment is to make everyone feel welcome. Arlington, where the Rangers are based, one of the more conservative cities in Texas. This is SRN News. New electric vehicles are being planned from Detroit's automakers.
Stellantis plans to build a new midsize pickup truck along with battery-run versions of six Jeep, Ram, and Dodge vehicles. Ford envisions at least three new electric vehicles that will preserve jobs at several factories. General Motors plans to build at least six new electric vehicles, including a full-size SUV. Those and other plans by Detroit's automakers have emerged in details of the tentative contract agreements that ended the six-week strikes by the United Auto Workers Union.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. A new large study finds the popular weight loss drug Wegovy reduced the risk of serious heart problems by some 20%, at least in certain patients. The international trial showed the weekly injections prevented heart attacks, strokes, and heart-related deaths. More details at SRNnews.com.